And we're going to look in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this is a familiar passage of Scripture. It's familiar verses. You know, when I read this passage, I think of a funeral. I think of when it comes to someone passing or someone going on before us. A lot of times during the service, a lot of preachers will share this passage. They'll share it maybe sometimes at the graveside, and even during the service. But I want to just kind of give you a few thoughts this evening on victory in Jesus. And there is victory in Jesus. And so we'll see that here in this passage. But I want to begin reading with verse 54 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says, "So when these corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall be put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And so I want us to kind of think on that thought tonight, victory in Jesus, taken from verse 57. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for those that are viewing. We thank you for those that are here and those that will be viewing. Lord, we just want to honor you tonight. We think of the many burdens that folks have and those that are healing from surgeries and having surgeries and those that are at death's door. We realize tonight that life is short. And we realize tonight that, you know, it could happen any moment of death and even Christ coming. So, Lord, we just want to take this opportunity tonight and thank you again for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. And, Lord, help us tonight as we spend a little time with you, that you'll speak to our hearts in the way that you see fit. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in a war. Our world is full of turmoil. The enemy is in just about every situation that we could just about be in. When I think of the words, "we're in a war," I go back to 9/11. And I go back to President Bush was told what had happened with the Trade Center and with the planes and with the Pentagon and the other plane, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, that crashed. And he was given the report. And he said the words, "we're at war." And although he was speaking of the turmoil as far as the world is concerned and the terrorists and all those things, I believe that we as believers in Christ are in a war. We're in a war in a sense of the turmoil in this world, but also the fact that the world is fighting against Christianity. The world is fighting against the message of the Lord Jesus. And that is nothing new. We're experiencing it now in various ways. And believe it or not, when I say that we're in a war, we think of warfare as far as a battle, but in reality, a lot of times the enemy gets in unnoticed. And we see that in life today, how that the enemy is creeping in various ways. And before you know it, you can look behind you and the enemy's there. And that is kind of the state that we're in. We expect the enemy to fight as far as when we're on the front lines and when we're in the battle, but you're not expecting it when they come in unnoticed. And that's what the world does. The world tries to creep in, and they do it very silently, and we need to beware because we're in a war. Many lives were taken during the time of war, during the times of battle. And war begins in most cases because of hatred and because of territorial situations. And there's no regards for life. And we see that even today. It's nothing. It's almost a common thing today that you hear something in the news about lives are taken. And there is no, there's no regards for life. Life isn't cherished like it should be. And I believe that life is a gift from God. Life is a gift, and we should use the life that we have very wisely, because we have one life to give on this, in this time period, or in this life that we have. We have one life. And so we need to be on guard. We need to think about how we can fight against the enemy. There's a passage of Scripture that I want to refer to tonight when we think of victory in Jesus, and the fact that verse 57 is the verse that we're going to kind of spring off of, that says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And so I want us to turn back just a few pages to the book of Acts. And I've referred to this passage recently, and this passage really, I can't really kind of get my mind off of it, and I wish that we could take the time, and I would challenge you to take the time to read the whole chapter 7 of the book of Acts, where Stephen is preaching, and Stephen is speaking the truth, and the outcome in reality, the outcome of speaking the truth is death. And so some might think that the message that he proclaimed brought him death. Well, there was a book that I read and I did a paper on when I was in Piedmont, and it was a missions class. And there was these pilots that wanted to get the message of the gospel to this tribe that knew nothing about civilization. And they were getting in, they were getting acquainted with them. And Nate Saint was one of the pilots. And he come up with this way, you know, with a helicopter, you can just kind of drop things down. But he didn't have a helicopter. It was Elizabeth Elliot was one of the wives, and Mr. Elliot was her husband, and he was one of the missionaries as well. And they come up with this way to where he would drop a basket down that had different things in it, and he would fly in such a tight circle that it would land upon the beach of this island, and the natives would get the stuff out of this basket, and he kind of come up with that. But they thought that they had gotten friendly, and they landed the plane. There was four men, and they had landed the plane on this island, and in reality, that day their lives were taken. And they were missionaries. But it didn't stop there. The families of these men continued to try to reach this tribe. And through the course of time, several of those natives in the village, they came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so when death comes, and we're going to read a little bit here about Stephen again tonight, when death comes, and in Stephen's case, there was a message that was proclaimed. And he felt so strong about the message, and he felt so strong in his relationship with Christ, then his mindset changed during the time that, I say changed, I probably shouldn't put it that way. I should probably put, he had the correct mindset during this time of stoning, and during this time of his life being taken for Christ's sake. Now, the gospel is going to do one of two things. The gospel is going to draw people, or the gospel is going to anger people. The message of Christ will anger many folks. And that's what was happening here in the book of Acts, chapter 7, is they were getting very angry at the message that Stephen was proclaiming. And so that's the reason I say that we as believers, we're at war. And we shouldn't be alarmed, because there, it seems like in a lot of cases, we are few in number. We shouldn't be alarmed over that, because we have the power of Christ, as I mentioned this morning, having the power of God on our life. And so it's not about the numbers, but it's about the message. And it's about the message that is being proclaimed. And so I want to go back to this passage again tonight. But I want to, I shared with you verse 57 of 1 Corinthians 15. And I want us to kind of spring off of that. And I want to read beginning with verse 54 of Acts chapter 7. And it takes up after he had proclaimed the message. You can read that message in your own time. But he proclaimed the message. And verse 54 says, "And when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." This message that he proclaimed, which was the truth, angered them. And when people get angry, then they do things, and they do things out of anger, and it's almost like they're not in their right mind. And, growing up as a child, you would get angry at someone, or you would get angry, and you would probably do things that you shouldn't do. And so they were angry at the message. They were angry at what he was proclaiming, and they became so angry, it says that they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. And verse 55 says, "But he," and this is kind of his testimony, this is where his mind was, this is where his heart was, and this is how the Lord helped him. And so it says, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Now, I want to stop there. And if you've been, maybe a part of someone that, a loved one that was crossing over. And I've experienced it. And it's like when they're crossing over, there are smiles on their face. And there's, you've heard stories about people reaching up. You know, I can't help but believe, or I can't help but wonder if they can see, as Stephen saw, the heavens open just before they cross over. And so Stephen saw not Jesus sitting, but Stephen saw the Son of Man standing. You know, the Bible tells us that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. But in this particular passage, it says that he was standing. There's something to that. Because Stephen saw, before he entered through the gates, he saw a marvelous sight. A marvelous sight. When I think of that verse, "But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, I think the victory that we have in Jesus is not the victory, although we do have victory in this life, and I'm grateful for that. But I think of the victory that Stephen experienced was the victory that he saw the Lord Jesus standing, and he saw him, and he knew that he would one day be with him very soon, very quickly. And that's the victory that we have in Jesus. The victory that, you know, I mentioned it this morning, and I'll mention it again tonight. There's times that we become overwhelmed with this life, and rightfully so. There's a lot of worrisome things in this life. But you know, in reality, the most important thing in this life is knowing Christ as our Savior. That's the most important thing, because no matter what it is that we face in this life is short, but heaven and eternity is forever. It's forever. Stephen was put to death because he followed Christ. He was put to death because he followed Christ. And I would venture to say that if we looked on Stephen's life, and it was a short life, we know him as a faithful servant to Christ. He was faithful to his calling, and he was faithful to the message. You know, that's how we should be. We should simply be faithful. And yes, he was at war. There was a warfare going on. He was proclaiming the message, and those didn't like the message that was proclaimed, and it angered them. But as he was entering in, and as he saw Christ, as the Bible says in verse 55, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God." He goes on to say, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and a Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. In other words, their anger continued to be great. They were great in their anger. And they ran upon him in one accord. And the Bible says in verse 58, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their coats at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And of course, we brought a message about Paul this morning, but Saul was a part of that. But even Paul was converted on the Damascus Road, and Jesus has the power to change even a life like that. And so therefore we should proclaim the message, because it's the gospel message that changes a life. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks to hearts. And so we don't know that this message and what he experienced here in Stephen, although he held the coats, we don't know that that testimony of Stephen wasn't a part of that change. Wasn't a part of that change in Paul's life. And the Bible says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, and notice the testimony of this man called Stephen, and he says, lay not this sin to their charge. Only Jesus can help someone who is being put to death, being stoned. Only the power of God on a life can cause a man to say that. Lay not this sin to their charge. When he had thus said, the Bible says he fell asleep. Stephen was a very special individual. Stephen had a short ministry, but his ministry was real. And his ministry had the power of God on his life. And most importantly, he had victory in Jesus. He had victory in Jesus. I want to look at just a few things tonight pertaining to Stephen and the victory that he had in Jesus. And the first thing I want us to notice, as this event was taking place, and as they were angry and the angry mobs were approaching him, and they were angry at the message, and during that time he was talking to the Lord and he was praying, and they were angered towards him. He prayed, but the most important thing was in his prayer, he looked to the Lord. He looked to the Lord. You know, that's one way for us to have victory in Jesus, as we look to the Lord. You know, we should never take prayer for granted. Granted, we should never take prayer lightly. But prayer is a communication line to the Lord. Prayer is a communication line. We have God's Word that speaks to our heart through the Holy Spirit, but then we talk to Him. And He already knows our concerns. He already knows our hearts. But when He knows us, then He knows our hearts. But yet, when we speak to Him, then we're giving Him our heart. We're giving Him our concerns. You know, I think about all the things that He knows already. And I think about the fact that He knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our ways. There's nothing that He doesn't know. And I even believe that He knows about this gnat that keeps flying around me. He just keeps distracting me because he's flying over here and here. So if you hear me hit the pulpit, then I'm just ultimately killing one of God's creations is all I know. But he prayed. He looked to the Lord. Psalm 121 verse 1 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. For Stephen to have that mindset, for Stephen to have that kind of attitude, for Stephen to have that kind of testimony, he had to have help. In the warfare that we're in, we need his help. We need his help. And so we lift up our eyes unto these hills, which cometh my help. We need help in the Lord. Our help comes from the Lord. Some of those looking on might have looked at Stephen and was thinking that he was alone. And I'm sure those that were stoning him, they thought this was the end of Stephen. In reality, they was ultimately promoting Stephen. It wasn't the end of Stephen. He was just getting promoted. And he was getting promoted a little sooner. But he wasn't alone. He had the Lord's help. And when he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God, don't you know that was a sight? And I just believe myself, and I don't know this, but I just believe myself, when he started seeing Jesus standing on the right hand as they began to throw them stones, I don't believe that he really felt them, because his focus was on Jesus. And I think when our focus is on Jesus, then the things that hurt us in this life, the pain isn't as great if we focus on Jesus. That's the victory that we have. That's the victory that we have in Jesus. And so some might think that he was alone. Some might think that no one cares for him. But we know based upon what the Bible says, Jesus cares. Jesus cares. There's a song about that. Does Jesus care? And I can rest assured tonight, and I can promise you tonight, that He cares about what you're going through. He cares about the difficulties in your life. He prayed. He also prayed in faith. He prayed believing. I mentioned that this morning about believing. And when we pray, we need to pray believing. We need to pray in faith. Stephen was quite confident, even in the midst of this turmoil in his life, and even in the midst of this stoning, he was quite confident, and even in the midst of suffering, he knew the Lord was in control. And there's another song that says, "I know who holds tomorrow." And that's true. And that's the confidence that we have in the Lord. There's evidence in this passage of Scripture. There's evidence, as Stephen prayed, that he had absolute 100% trust in the Lord. He had 100% trust in the Lord. And when you have 100% trust in the Lord, you have victory. You have victory in Jesus. The Lord would sustain him. The Lord would see him through. And in faith, he looked up. And it was by faith that he lifted up his eyes. And what a great sight he saw. What a great sight he saw. In faith, he lifted up his eyes to the heavens, and he saw the Lord. He saw the Lord. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, the Bible says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them," four words, "have faith in God." Have faith in God. Goes on to say, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he hath shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." You see, faith in God is how we can have victory in Jesus. Faith in the fact that we can trust Him. Faith in the fact that we trust Him. When we go to a doctor and when we go to get checked out for either a routine physical or just simply you're having a problem, then you're putting the confidence in the doctor. And sometimes you're just not sure about what the doctor's saying, so you ask for a second opinion. And so sometimes the next doctor may have a different opinion. So then you kind of have to choose which one to rely on, but you're putting your faith, in the doctor. You're putting your faith in their education, their wisdom. You're putting your faith in what they're telling you. You're putting your faith in Him. Of course, we as believers, ultimately, we're putting our faith in the Lord, but for principle's sake, we put our faith in what the doctor says, but how much more it is that we should put our faith in the Lord in everything that we do. Putting our faith in Him. And so Stephen put his faith in God, and he lifted up his eyes, and when he lifted up his eyes, he saw a great sight. It took faith as he lifted up his eyes. As he was being stoned, he could have put his head down and didn't look out. He could have covered his head, but not Stephen. He lifted up his eyes, and he saw a great sight. He saw Jesus. That should give us an example of the fact that when our faith is tested, we shouldn't hold our head down, but we should look up. We should look up. That gives us a prime example of the fact that when Satan throws those darts at us and our faith is being put to the test, we need to simply look up. Because Jesus is the one we look to. Jesus is the one we look to. So Stephen was stoned and was suffering. And I'm sure there was those stones as they began to hit him. He prayed. What did he pray for? He prayed. He prayed to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord. He prayed because he knew what was happening. He had a desire and had a passion to talk to the Lord. that the Lord might be glorified. He also prayed that his enemies might be forgiven. And that takes great faith. Because I'll be the first to tell you, when someone hurts you and someone causes you pain, a lot of times that's not the first thing that we think of is, Lord, forgive them. Because our human nature tells us that we get angry. We get angry as to what's happening, but not Stephen. Stephen prays for them. He prays for his enemies. And he prays to the Lord for his enemy. He prays for forgiveness, and that's found in verse 60. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. That's great faith. That's the power of God on his life. There's another verse of scripture found in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. The Bible says, ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resisteth not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, that you turn to the others also. And these are the words of Jesus. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. You see, that's the Lord's help. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and for him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. And ye heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love thy enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. And that's exactly what Stephen was doing. He was praying for his enemies that was stoning him. He was praying. He was praying. He was truly following Jesus. You know, when he was doing these things by action, and as the scripture demonstrates to us, he was truly following the Lord. He was truly following the Lord. And then he prayed that he might be released. Now, we think about that, and when he says here, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying unto the Lord, receive my spirit. Then he was praying for release. He was praying, go ahead and take me. He prayed with confidence. And he had no doubt, no fears, because he knew the truth. He knew the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, we are confident, I say, and willing to rather to be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. He knew where he was headed, so he was praying to be released. He was praying to be in the presence of the Lord. He said, Lord, receive my spirit. You see, we're in a warfare. And I don't know what kind of warfare that we will, or what kind of battles that we'll fight this week, but we can rest assured that we're everyone going to fight some kind of battle. The important thing is that we pray and that we seek the Lord, because there's victory in Jesus. No matter what it is that you fight this week, no matter what battle it is that you fight, there's victory in Jesus. Stephen left this world with a testimony while he was on the battlefield. He left this world with a testimony while he was on the battlefield. And that should be our desire, is to continue in this fight, to be found on the battlefield, not giving up. These are times to where sometimes you feel like giving up. Just like the song that they sang, there may be a fire, there may be a den of lions, but there's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. And that's our challenge tonight, is focus on the victory that we have in Jesus, because we're at war. We're at war. and this life is a battlefield. But as Stephen says, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had thus said this, he fell asleep. Only the power of God on somebody's life could change his heart to where he's praying for his enemies. I'll close with this. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the key. Staying close to Jesus, because there's victory in Jesus. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, Lord, we thank you for this passage of Scripture and a tremendous testimony in Stephen's life. Lord, you knew when he was born what he would face. You know what we'll face. We don't know, because we walk by faith, not by sight. But help us to have that reassurance tonight that no matter what it is we face, there's victory in Jesus. There's pain, there's turmoil, and there's war. And as we live this life, we are on the battlefield. Lord, we just need your help. We know that there's victory in Jesus. Help us, Lord, to desire that power on our life. What a tremendous testimony of Stephen. Help us, Lord, to have that same testimony in the battles that we face, that others might come to know Jesus Christ. Father, help us this week as we start our week and as we end this day, and as it comes to a close, we thank you for it. And as we have this invitation, Lord, if someone feels compelled to come, or maybe you've spoken to their heart, Lord, I pray that they'll come and simply talk to you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.